Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a Midwest city, perhaps, or a city Hugh Douglas thinks is in the Midwest. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We got a 4-pack of tickets to give away to the Flyers game. Coming up at 12:30, Ross Tucker joins the show. We'll talk trade deadline with him, the Eagles, hierarchy of the NFC. Let's see if he's as mad at my list as you guys are. My tiers of the NFC right now, I've got the Rams and Seahawks at the top. Next tier, tier number two, are the Lions, Eagles, Packers. Again, this is not order, just tiered, right? So, like, you can put the Eagles number one in the second tier if you choose, but it's Eagles, Packers, Lions. The top tier right now, I have the Rams and Seahawks. They look to me like the two best teams in the NFC that we're trying to chase. And then I got Tampa Bay and San Francisco as, you know, playoff teams, but I don't take them super seriously to get to the Super Bowl or make a lot of noise once they get there. All right, what do you want the Eagles to do? One more move if Howie's got left in him. We'll take your phone calls and all that. But, Hugh, before we go back to the phone lines here, we had some Phillies up for some awards and now are finalists now. Right? We kind of talked all season about potential awards for certain guys, but now we know because last night MLB told us who the finalists were, like the top three for all the awards. So let's start with the National League Cy Young. The three finalists, Paul Skenes, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and Christopher Sanchez.
Yeah, I hope he gets it, man. That's well deserved. But Yamamoto, man.
Well, I think Skenes is going to win.
Yeah, but Yamamoto was in the playoffs.
I mean, he was World Series MVP. He was awesome. Look, a second place or a third for Sanchez is an awesome year.
Not a bad one, yeah.
No, I mean, he became everything we hoped he could be and excited to watch him pitch in years to come. All right. NL MVP finalists, Hugh Douglas. Shohei Ohtani, Kyle Schwarber, Juan Soto. I believe Ohtani's going to win the award.
Yeah. He's been the forefront of everybody's head for like the last couple weeks. Yeah.
I think there's been an assumption or was an assumption during the season Schwarber would finish second. I'm not quite sure of that. I think Soto could finish above him, but two or three, we'll find out when the award comes out. But I think Ohtani's going to win the award. But the other one that caught our attention, Hugh, is Manager of the Year. The finalists, Pat Murphy from the Milwaukee Brewers, who led the league in victories, despite, you know, obviously having a lower payroll. Rob Thompson and Terry Francona. Hugh, what a twist it would be on the conversation after some frustration about Topper in the month of October if he's then rewarded with the Manager of the Year from the regular season.
Oh, the irony.
He could get it.
The fact that he's in that conversation is pretty interesting as well. Because we complain a lot about some of the moves that he's made during the playoffs and during the regular season. So, yeah, the irony is ridiculous. I think it would be well-deserved. Because when you talk about the fact that you ran the team back when they fell short last year and he was able to do some of the things that he was able to do, I think that's pretty impressive.
I do think, for me, they're two separate things. He earned the right to be part of the conversation in the regular season. He is a very good regular season manager. Now, in the crucible of the biggest moments in October, do I always love what he does and trust him? I don't. But he's got the right temperament for the regular season. I mean, I think when you go this year with all the different changes they had, injuries they had, losing Wheeler, the whole Castellanos thing, he has a real case to win the National League Manager of the Year. Of all of the three awards we just talked about, I think the best chance for us to have the winner is Topper. I don't think Schwarber's going to win the MVP over Ohtani.
No.
And I don't think Sanchez is going to win the Cy Young over Skeens. I think of the three of them, Topper probably has the best chance. So we shall see.
Is he going into the season a lame duck, though, right? Or did they extend him?
So when they did the press conference, right, the Dabrowski press conference mm-hmm. that we talked so much about because of the Harper comments, I believe it was said that they are interested in doing more with his deal, right? Kind of not making him a lame duck. But, Hugh, I don't think it's happened yet. It's almost like they just alluded to that they wanted to talk about this and they wanted to try to make it happen. But, yeah, that's because I don't think it's happened yet. Unless I'd be surprised if we missed it. I don't think they've actually extended his contract. So right now, to answer your question, I think he is currently just set to manage this season under a one-year deal. All right, one guy that we know is not under contract as of Thursday, that would be Kyle Schwarber. Latest on his potential free agency. Let's hear Jim Bowden here, who threw out a number on what it could cost to keep Kyle Schwarber.
I think Kyle Schwarber on a scouting scale of 20 to 80 is an 80 teammate. I think he makes everybody around him better. He makes rookies better. He makes veteran players better. He makes managers better. Everything he does, those intangibles, is why he's second on this list. Outside of the Dodgers, who have Ohtani, and the Yankees, who have Stanton's contract they're stuck with, I think every other team in baseball should try to get Kyle Schwarber to be the guy. Now, in terms of why I put the money where I put it, everything I'm understanding is, again, this is information that I'm getting, that it sounds like 5 years, 150 to 170 is where this thing is going to land. That's what I've been told by everybody.
All right. Little payday.
It does. So that's a big number. Let's unpack it. Today's show is sponsored by NJM Insurance. Hugh Douglas, I put you on the spot right now. If you're the Phillies,
yes.
5-170.
Yes.
No questions asked.
No questions asked. Mm. I think that's what he means to this team. You talk about, I was looking at his number. Wait a minute. I wrote it down.
Notepad.
I wrote it down. Because I was looking at his numbers compared to like a guy like Pete Alonso's, because that's another name that was bantered around.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, has a higher batting average. Pete Alonso does. But, man, those 56 home runs, those 132 RBIs, Pete has more hits, but that's clutch. I mean, that's some clutch stuff. And he was a big piece of our offense this year, a huge piece.
He was the most important piece, really, when you think about it.
And then when you talk about when in a time where the bats went cold, he came through. He came through big time.
So I've seen Alonso's name out there as a fallback plan, potentially, mm-hmm. And maybe a guy that, when you think about how much Schwarber could get here, maybe Alonso is a little more fiscally responsible. Like he's going to get less, and he's not that much different of a player. I have a couple things on this. One, part of Alonso's value is he plays first base, right? He plays a position Schwarber doesn't. But he can't play first base here. So is he just going to be a DH? Well, then I'll just keep Schwarber because he's a better DH. And the second part is I'm not sure how Alonso's going to age. He's not in great shape. And as much as
he's fat.
Well, look at him.
I was looking
at him. He's plump, man.
He is. I mean, like, Schwarber's gotten himself in better shape. And I think Schwarber's aging well already. I would give Schwarber the five. I mean, I would rather do 150, but whatever. It's not my money. I would give him the five. It's really about the years. I would go to 5-170. I want to keep him. He's the number one priority for me. And then if we can't keep him, then I got to pivot and figure it out from there. But I need Schwarber back. It's hard for me to construct the Phillies next year with the goal of winning the World Series without that at the top of the lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, regardless of how you feel about him, if he's leadoff, whatever he was, designated hitter, whatever. He was a big piece of what you had going on. He really, really was, man. And I can't see, to your point, whatever you decide to do, I can't see him not being a part of it.
And I think, they went to a very high level a couple years ago for Aaron Nola. Now, that contract is not aging particularly well, mm-hmm. but they didn't want to let him leave. And I remember the Braves were the team that were in on Nola, so we'll see where this goes, how quickly it moves. But I think there's going to be a lot of teams in on Kyle Schwarber. Speaking of the Midwest, like teams like the Cubs in the Midwest, the Cincinnati Reds, who rolled out the red carpet.
Actual Midwest cities.
Actual complete Midwest cities will try to bring him back to the Midwest where he's from.
The actual Midwest.
The actual Midwest, yeah. The one team on Schwarber that I am concerned about, if the Mets do not bring back Alonso, that they try to get him. And I will want to throw up if I see him in a Mets uniform.
That would be a tough one. That would definitely be a tough one.
We cannot have that. All right, 215-592-9494. While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM.com to learn more. Aaron in San Diego, up on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Good afternoon, Aaron.
So before I was rudely cut off yesterday, if I could just finish my statement about the NFC East.
Okay.
You know, we have to focus on the Green Bay Packers, and then we have to focus on the Dallas Cowboys. We just have to focus on what's in front of us. Everything else will take care of itself.
Okay.
Now, as far as the free agency, I got a question for you guys. The Michael Carter and then the Alexander pickups, do you think that's more – I know Alexander's going to go to the outside, but do you think that Mukuba is kind of on the, you know, on the hot seat right now? Is that why they brought, you know, Carter in to maybe move Cooper DeJean back to safety or move Carter back? Because Carter seems like he's a slot corner,
yep,
but he's a tackling guy. Do you guys – what do you think of that?
So, Aaron, when I was looking at the depth chart this morning, and I was thinking about, like, if he got one more thing, right? And I landed on safety. It was glaring to me, the safety room right now. It's Mukuba, who's been up and down, but, we know there's talent there. It's Reed Blankenship, and it's really not much else. I mean, Sidney Brown, Epps they brought in, but he's hurt now. Aaron, it crossed my mind that we could see more Cooper DeJean at safety as this season goes on if the other corners that they brought in work out. I don't think it's a crazy thought what Aaron is bringing up here, Hugh, that maybe if these corners they traded for work out, that Cooper plays more safety in the second half of the season.
Yeah, if they do. I mean, that's why I said it. That's why I threw it out there when we were talking about it, because he's the most versatile guy back there. And it's clear that when you see him playing a slot and Vic talking about him putting him at the corner spot, that he feels comfortable with whatever position that he can play. But you got to get that other guy that when you move him, that it's not that much of a fall off,
right,
if you take Cooper out of that slot spot.
And Joe, with what happened with the Kenyon Green thing this year,
mm-hmm,
you know, where they're taking a chance on a guy to see if they can't, turn him around. I don't think you'll see, how he reach, on a player. I wouldn't be surprised if, you look at these teams that are kind of imploding and they're not playoff teams, but look at, a seasoned vet that, could be a plug and play guy, that could fill in nicely for at least a year. And, we can go from there, next year. But.
Well, yeah, look, none of these are perfect options, right? Like the Kenyon Green thing was a disaster. The Mekhi Becton thing worked. Evan Neal's another one. I mean, there's all these failed players. And Aaron, we appreciate the phone call. It doesn't mean it's going to work, but I think they do need another extra offensive lineman, whoever that is.
I was just going to ask him if he was satisfied that he got his full point in.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't.
Well, because he was being a little.
He likes to complain.
Well, yeah. I mean, we had to move it along yesterday. I mean, what was he got? He was on a whole rant.
Who knows? And he's always talking about nonsense that no one cares about.
Sometimes you just got to move people along.
Yeah.
We took his call today. What's so funny?
I'm just saying, Kyle, just throwing darts. It's just funny.
James in North Jersey's up on WIP. Hey, James.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, James. What's up, James?
Good. Yeah, Trey Anderson is a fun dream, but it's definitely offensive line for me. This offense looks so dysfunctional when Cam Jurgens and Landon Dickerson were out. I hope things get settled and those injuries, they don't come back the rest of the season after this long bye week. Can we play the Packers on Monday Night Football?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's an even bigger break. And then for Joe, your Seattle top, I don't believe in Seattle at all, especially Sam Darnold. Like, he's a great regular season quarterback, but when it comes playoff time, like him, Jared Goff, like those guys aren't going to be threats to us. I mean, maybe regular season-wise, but I don't believe in Sam Darnold.
They both do have a history.
Well, so hold on. A couple things. So two things. Jared Goff's already been to a Super Bowl. So like the idea that he can't play in the playoffs doesn't make any sense to me. He went into New Orleans against Drew Brees and beat him in a title game. Like that, to me, that means he could play in the playoffs. Second, one playoff game says that about Sam Darnold? I'm not ready to go there, James, because he played bad in one playoff game.
I get that.
That means he can't play in the playoffs.
I mean, that's fair. I'm a big Seahawks hater because my buddy is a big Seahawks fan, and they got our number big time in the regular season.
I get it. Yeah,
I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, it's personal. It's cool.
I appreciate that more than any of the Darnold hate. Yeah, I mean, that's more fun. All right, James, what do you got for us for Hugh's Clues? Guess the city.
So when you guys found out you were like, that was crazy, was the city more west or more east? That's not Midwest. Can you give me that or no?
Got to figure it out.
All right. I'll do Nashville, Tennessee.
You know what? That's one I think we could have a healthy debate on based on geography. Now, to me, it's a little south to be considered Midwest.
To me, Nashville is southern.
Nashville's southern, but the city you're going for is the Midwest.
No, because when I think of Nashville, the first thing I think about...
James, good call. Not it, though.
Is barbecue. Nashville.
Right.
And the blues.
Yeah.
But it's more of a Memphis feel, but Nashville's kind of like right there.
I tend to agree that I think of it south, too, but geographically, it's...
No,
more
to
towards
me,
the Midwest than the one you're going for.
Yeah.
So I get that. Well, mind if I put something out there?
Go for it.
Taking a lot of phone calls back here, people guessing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this one's getting guessed today.
Oh, for it's real? One of those?
It's so like nobody's gonna think no, like you.
Do you want me to give him the next clue?
You know what?
Yeah.
Sure, give a third clue out.
I've lived in this city.
Hmm. Well, now you got to know your Hugh Douglas on top of your geography. All right, let's go to Dean.
It's going to make a lot of people.
Of course, because it's ridiculous. Dean is up on WIP.
It's not ridiculous. It's my truth.
It's ridiculous. Dean, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Dean.
Let me take it off Bluetooth.
Hmm.
We should have done that before you picked
up the phone. I thought I had it until that last clue.
Dean, come
on.
Seriously,
sure.
Dean, seriously. Seriously, Dean.
Are you seriously, Dean? You're the one that needs to be serious.
Damn it, Dean. Put your thinking cap on.
Leave Dean alone.
Yeah, okay, go ahead, Dean.
A little frustrated.
My new guess, I guess, has got to be, I can't say two, but I was Atlanta.
Well, that's not it, but he obviously lived in Atlanta. All right, Dean, what do you got on the Eagles?
Well, I haven't been able to get Myles Garrett out of my head since we started talking about him. And just
weird,
the thought of...
A little weird.
No, I get it. You're not the only one.
He's hot for Myles Garrett.
We all are.
I mean, we were hot for Myles Garrett.
No judgment, Dean, but a little weird.
No,
I hate it, Dean, but it's still a little weird.
We were hot for Myles.
Yeah, we're all hot for Myles Garrett, Dean. It's okay.
It was worded a little wrong.
That's all right. It's a judgment-free zone.
And we are childish.
Yeah, well, that's true. So, look, Dean, if Howie could pull it off, I mean, we're all still in, yeah.
We got three more Super Bowls if Howie can pull that off.
I mean, the dynasty word is there. I mean, yeah. And now here's what I'll say. I don't think any player of that level, and Dean appreciates the phone call, I don't think any player of Garrett's level is getting moved today. But, you know, just to go back to we were tiering the NFC, and right now I have the Rams and Seahawks in the top tier. Then the next tier is the Eagles, you know, the Packers and the Lions. If Garrett got moved, whatever team gets him goes to the top tier. He moves the needle that much. In this conference and really the whole league. Now, is he going to get traded? All the reports out there over the weekend were no.
You're talking about to a contender.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Well, I mean, why would a non-contender?
No. I was just clarifying what you were saying.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, right. If he went to a team
like Seattle, San Fran. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would bump him up.
Mm.
It'd be a problem. Yeah. Would you want to face him?
Mm-mm.
I would not either. It'd be a real problem. Kyle in Westchester is up on WIP. Hey, Kyle. Kyle.
Sorry about that.
Oh, it's all right, Kyle. What's up? Little phone
Come
issue
on,
there.
Kyle.
Little phone issue. Let's go to Ed in West Deptford while Kyle gets it together. What's up, Ed?
Hey, how you guys doing? I love the show.
Oh, thanks, Ed. What's up, pal?
Hey, so on the Eagles thing, I wanted to, you know, address the division first. I know you're saying, you know, raise the banner and then the division's over. And obviously Hugh doesn't want to do that. I feel like a good way to put it to kind of bridge the gap there. Say that it's the Eagles' division to lose. That's the way I feel like it, feel about it. I mean, they're in the driver's seat. They can do what they want. You know, it's their own destiny. That whole thing.
Yeah. How about this? I like your analogy. The finish line is right there. As long as they don't completely trip and fall down and be unable to crawl to the end, they're going to cross the finish line here.
Right. It's theirs to lose. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. All right, wait. Do you like that better, Hugh? It's theirs to lose?
That's fine, but you still got to maintain the focus. Anything that helps me maintain my focus.
You could have just said yes.
No. I feel that'd be difficult.
So as for the deadline, I think, Blockbuster would be great. You know, to see what Howie can pull off. I mean, what he's done already has been pretty great, I feel like, as far as helping for depth or helping for, for the places of need there. But I think I'd more go, O-line, safety, like some kind of a depth piece to help us, just that safety net in case something were to happen. I think they've got a lot of talent on both sides of the ball now. So we just kind of need an insurance policy more than we need another big name. But I mean, that's just me.
Yeah, and look, that insurance policy, Ed, you hope you don't have to use it, but it's football, right? And the idea is to play all the way through February. So they may certainly need an insurance piece to use it when the season goes long. All right, Ed, what do you got for us? What's the city that Hugh Douglas is talking about today?
All right, so I don't know all the places Hugh's lived, of course. When you guys said about the whole Midwest, not Midwest, technically Midwest thing, I came up with Vegas.
Well, it is not Vegas, but I will tell you, as crazy as that sounds, I think the actual answer is Vegas-ish. It's not Vegas. Ed, that's not the answer, but I think that what Hugh has in his head is just as crazy as thinking that Vegas is in the Midwest.
Yeah, y'all did have a little
probably,
bit
probably, honestly, more.
Y'all did have a problem with this, but I thought that last clue we gave it away.
Well, I mean, to be fair, not everyone knows everywhere you've lived. I mean, that right? Like,
yeah, I guess you're right.
There's parts of the Hugh Douglas story that are not yet told.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. But I just feel like it's I feel like it's a no-brainer.
You feel like this is a no-brainer?
Yeah. I mean,
we started with the idea that this is a Midwest city.
Yeah.
And everyone in the room looked at you like you had six heads.
Yeah. And I gave my rationale.
I know. That.
Mm-hmm. I think,
well, it was my
honestly,
rationale.
I think the word rationale is even disingenuous. Rationale implies implies that
I'm rational.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say it besides it is not a Midwest city that Hugh views as a Midwest city.
I think it's a Midwest city.
It's not.
It has a Midwest.
I gave you a very specific reason why it can't be considered a Midwest city.
No, you did. You gave me geographic reasons.
Yeah.
And I gave you my reasons.
Your truth.
My truth.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Joe in Philadelphia. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Joe. What's up? Joe.
So I just want to go on record. I think I'm pretty confident in my answer to this.
Okay.
But I guessed it back at 10:30, and as this has developed, my girlfriend finally convinced me to call in. Dallas.
Now, you're not the first person. I have three text messages on my phone as people are playing along thinking it is Dallas. Dallas is a good answer because it's technically kind of in the mid and the west.
Well, I did live in Houston for a while, but nobody knew that.
But it is not. It's not Dallas, Joe. It is not. I think your reasoning is sound. Like, I get why you guessed it, but that is not it. All right, Joe, what are you thinking on the trade deadline for the Eagles?
Oh, geez. Well, first of all, on the division, I think I understand all the comments about bad juju and everything, but I think it's a lock. I mean, it's all but mathematically impossible at this point. Obviously, it's not impossible, but before the Cowboys game last night, I was feeling the same way. And then obviously, they just, you know,
they pooped the bed.
All right.
Yeah, they pooped the
bed. Yeah, well, they're bad. I mean, so I know they lost to a 2-5 team, but I was watching last night. I was like, Cardinals are better than them. It wasn't surprising. This division is it's bad. I mean, the Eagles are going to roll to this thing. All right, Joe, man, we appreciate it. What do you want with the Eagles at the deadline? O-line, safety, what are you looking for?
Yeah, I like the safety, but I'm going with you on the O-line. You know, what got us there last year, our O-line, and, you know, one bad injury. We can't seem to get through a game without somebody getting hurt.
Little banged up.
Coming out for a couple snaps. Yeah. So,
O-line, Joe. Appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. We will continue with your guesses for Hugh's clues. It's a big prize. The 4-pack of tickets on the line to the Flyers game.
Hang out with us.
I have a feeling the person who wins today, this is going to be a big talk of the game that night when we go with all our listeners, Hugh, because this is... To me, this one's going to last a while. When this answer comes out, the city that you consider a Midwest city, it's going to be a story for a while. We're excited to go to the game. We're giving those tickets away. We have another prize coming as well. I'll tell you about in the next segment. And Ross Tucker, your view on the Eagles at the deadline. If Howie's got one more move in him, what should it be? Who's the biggest threat in the NFC right now? I have the Rams and Seahawks in the top tier, and then the Eagles and Lions and Packers after that. Where do you come down on all that? And Schwarber, would you go to 5 years, 170. A lot to discuss. Ross Tucker next. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to your phone calls. Got a big prize to give away. Flyers tickets December 3rd against the Sabres as we try to figure out Hugh's clues today. We also have, what, do we have the Hess truck to give away today as well? We got to tell you about that later in the segment. The 2025 Hess truck. I'll tell you in a few minutes how we're giving that one away. Right now, though, we talk some football on a trade deadline Tuesday with our guy, Ross Tucker. Ross! How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I'm just a little disappointed in you and Kyle Quinn there, Joe.
For what reason this time?
You guys are so greedy. I mean, they've traded for three guys in the last 5 days, an edge rusher, two corners, and now I'm on my Twitter X, at Ross Tucker NFL, and I see, if we had Jalen Phillips and Trey Hendrickson, we would never allow a yard again.
We probably wouldn't.
Now you want Trey Hendrickson.
Yes.
Like, you guys are the guys that give people in Philly a bad name.
What?
You're the bad guys. You're the bad people.
What? Because we want to win?
We're raising the bar, Hugh. Hugh over here is lowering the bar. We're trying to raise it up,
God
Ross.
Forbid. The standard is the standard, Ross. It's always rising.
Ross, they don't get it, man. They don't.
Do you guys even really feel this way, or is this just to get people engaged?
Hold on, they really feel.
No.
I think we both have allowed for the fact that there's like zero chance that this is happening, but like it would be fun, would it not?
Yeah, but you guys. So what you do though is you talk about this, and then what happens is then some fans will be disappointed where it's like, yeah, but we didn't get Hendrickson or Myles Garrett, man.
I heard
Joe and Kyle, like, we could have gotten Hendrickson or Myles Garrett. I know this because not only do I listen, but all my buddies, I'm on the text thread with them. And they're like, next up, Hendrickson. I'm like, I don't even reply to them. I'm like, you guys are morons.
That's crazy.
So I will respond this way. Now, if he stays in Cincinnati or goes to an AFC team, I'll shrug and move on and we'll all go about our day. But Ross, if he ends up by 4 o'clock with Seattle or Detroit and it's only for a third round pick, I could be disappointed. I want to add to this football team, but I understand your point, and it's unlikely.
No, that's a decent point, yeah. though, Joe. That is actually a decent point, that if he goes somewhere in the NFC, that if you're an Eagles fan, especially if the compensation's similar to Phillips, you can feel a certain way. I just want to make something very clear about this, okay? The Bengals are not the type of organization to eat money. So he might go for a third because you're going to take on the other $15 million for the rest of the year. Everyone needs to understand that you can't just look at this in a vacuum with the draft choice. Like, for example, okay, the reason I'm not even sure Jalen Phillips is a better pickup than the Ravens getting Draymond Jones for a conditional fifth that might be a fourth. I just did the Titans game on Sunday, guys. He has five sacks in his last four games. Draymond Jones has been unbelievable, and he's not coming off the injury like Phillips. However, the Dolphins took on $5 million. Jalen Phillips had $6.5 million left. The Dolphins ate $5 million of it. So all of these things are taken into account. It's the total invested assets. So if the Dolphins, if the Eagles had to pay Jalen Phillips $6.5 million, then it probably would have been a fourth round pick or maybe even a conditional fifth. But because the Dolphins were willing to eat all that money, then the Eagles were more willing to give a third round pick because they need that cap space. You can't only look at the player and the draft choice.
Yeah, it's a great point. And I think most of the time we just do because we say, oh, it was only this, then Howie's a genius. But you're right. There is a lot more that impacts things and why guys move at this time of the year. All right, Ross, let's unpack what they have done. And I think we could probably all agree they're probably done from a significant standpoint. Ross, how do you view the upgrades they've made? Phillips being the biggest name and probably the most likely to impact things, but also what they did last week, getting Michael Carter from the Jets, the slot corner. And then I think the Jaire Alexander one is interesting because he brings so much name value and he was so good not that long ago, but obviously the last year for him has not worked out. The three of them together, let's talk through what you think they've added here.
All right, so big picture, I got to tell you, and I know he's everybody really likes him anyway, but I love the way Howie Roseman lives his football life. You know, I talk to my daughters all the time about trying to live with no regrets. I honestly think he looks at it and is like, am I more likely to regret giving up a third round pick to get Jalen Phillips, or we lose a playoff game in the divisional round of conference championship game because we can't get enough pressure on the quarterback and Jalen Phillips would have been the difference? Of course the answer is you're more likely to regret not having tried to make a move for a guy that's a legit pass rusher. So I love the no regrets mindset that Howie Roseman operates with. Let's start with Alexander. I did the second game of the year for the Ravens. He played the first against the Bills, got absolutely torched. They said it was a health thing. They haven't really played him since then. That is like a total lottery ticket flyer. They'll see if he looks like he's 100% in practice and might be able to help him. The Michael Carter thing is super interesting because he has played that nickel spot at a really high level. And it does give them, I know Fangio doesn't want to do this, but if at some point they decide their best defense is with Cooper DeJean outside and Michael Carter inside, that gives them that option. The other thing is they were not in a good place if something happened to Cooper. They were not in a good place with that nickelback spot. I don't know if they think that Mac McWilliams is ready for it or who would have played that spot. So now if something did happen to Cooper, or listen, what happens if something happened to Makuba or Blankenship? They might think their best defense is to move Cooper back to safety. So Michael Carter gives them crazy flexibility and depth, which I liked. The Jalen Phillips thing, my favorite part about that is how much Fangio liked him a couple years ago. Remember the Dolphins? Some of the Dolphins players tried to run Fangio out of town. You know, they didn't like him. Oh, he's too hard on us and blah, blah, blah. It feels like Jalen Phillips is his type of player. He's coming off two really bad injuries, but they've been moving him all over the place. The last couple games, he's looked better. And I haven't said this anywhere else. I'm going to tell you guys this, okay? There was like 5 or 6 years where I did the U.S. Army Bowl. You know the high school All-American mm-hmm. game? And it's all the top guys. In the 5 or 6 years that I did it, the guy that could have gone right from high school and been drafted in the NFL was Jalen Phillips. He was the number one guy in the 6 years I think I did that game. And I'm telling you, it was everybody. It was Christian McCaffrey and Sam Darnold and everybody you can name was in that game. Jalen Phillips was 6'6", 250, was unblockable. If he was allowed to enter the NFL draft out of high school, I think at a minimum somebody takes him in the 6th or 7th round. Like, he was that gifted already. He's always kind of been that talented.
Well, that is you don't hear that often with NFL players. I mean, that's more of a basketball thing or baseball, right? You could put him right from the high school. That's incredible stuff. Ross Tucker with us here as we count down the arrows to the trade deadline, 4 o'clock today. We'll see if Howie's got one more move up his sleeve here. Ross, let's talk through the NFC, which we've talked about all year is a good conference, especially at the top right now. And we're waiting to see what everybody else does between now and 4 o'clock. So it was an interesting week. Eagles were off, and it felt like everything went their way. Lions lost, Packers lost, and lost a big player in Tucker Kraft before the game on Monday night. But I keep looking out west, Ross, because right now for me, the Rams and Seahawks feel like they're playing at a different level. How would you kind of assign where the Eagles are as we come out of the bye versus the top, whoever you think the top of the NFC is?
I totally agree that right now the three best teams in the NFC appear to be the Eagles, Seahawks, Rams. No one will really buy into the Seahawks because their quarterback, Sam Darnold, and they're the Seahawks. Mm. He looked amazing on Sunday night. He played extremely well for the Vikings last year. But listen, the only thing people remember is the last two games because those were the two nationally televised games. It was the Week 18 game where if they won, they would have won the division. He was bad. Then the next week in the playoffs, he was bad. So no one's really going to buy that Sam Darnold and the Seahawks are a legit Super Bowl contender. But I'm here to tell you they are. I think they're that good. The Rams thing, I feel like someone pulled a fast one on us. Matthew Stafford did nothing in training camp. All they talked about was how bad his back was, herniated disc. He got an epidural, and I'm sitting there telling everybody on the Even Money Betting Podcast, take the under on his passing yards. Take the under on his season passing yards. He'll be lucky to play in every game. And maybe it flares up at some point, Joe, but the guy is one of the three best candidates for MVP. He's having a career year at 37, coming off with a herniated disc that he had to get an epidural shot for. It's crazy.
It is. It's wild. And he always does just throw 3 touchdowns every time I watch their game. He's been great this season. All right, Ross, let's look ahead to Monday night. Now, we talked about this last week, but things have changed a little bit here. Packers off a bad loss as a huge favorite at home against the Carolina Panthers, and now they have some injuries, including Tucker Kraft, who I thought was their best pass-catching weapon. How do you view the game with the Packers coming off the loss into Monday night next week?
Well, and I think Hugh would agree with me on this. I don't ever think it's good when a team's coming off a really bad loss like that because it's going to be like World War III in that facility all week. I mean, all hands. I mean, and it always is. And people driving around right now are like, don't you guys get motivated for every game? Yes.
Yeah,
but there's no question.
Like,
look, ask anybody that's ever bet on a game or ever played on a team. After a bad loss like that, teams have a high, high tendency to bounce back. Now, your point about Tucker Kraft is a good one. I thought he was their most important skill guy. I think you could argue he's the best tight end in the NFL. Certainly one of the 2 or 3 best. That's a major loss. That said, they did take Musgrave around earlier than him a couple years ago. Musgrave can really run. I'll tell you the other thing. Micah Parsons didn't have a pressure against the Panthers for the first time in his NFL career. That guy is going to be shot out of a cannon on Monday night. He's from here in PA. He knows everybody's Eagles fans. He knows everybody's watching. That, like, watching him move around, go against Lane or Jordan, wherever they put him, that is going to be amazing Monday night. I still think the Eagles have a great chance to win, but it is going to be an absolute battle. The biggest thing is that the Packers O-line hasn't been playing that great. The Eagles need to dominate up front, get after Jordan Love, because he's really kind of up and down. He's still in the young, streaky category, I would say.
I agree. When he's good, he's really good. But then that throw he had on Sunday to nobody but a Panther in the end zone was a bizarre one. Ross, we appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of trade deadline day, and we'll catch up next week after the game. It should be a great one Monday night. Thank you, Ross.
Sounds great. See you guys.
There
have
he
a
goes.
Good one.
Ross Tucker, NFL, for your daily Eagles and NFL fix there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So, Ross kind of is with me on the top of the NFC. I think the Rams and Seahawks, and then you put the Eagles right there. I think they're the best teams right now that I've seen through the first half of the season. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phone lines here. We got a big prize to give away. 4-pack of tickets. The Flyers and the Sabres were going as a show. We would love you to be there with us. 4-pack on the line to Hugh. Why don't you roll through all the clues one more time? Get everyone on the same page here so we can give away a winner.
Okay, this is a city in America.
City in the United States of America.
I think that this is a Midwest city.
Okay.
I've lived in this city.
It's that second clue that really...
Oh, get the hell out of here.
I've lived here.
I know, and you think it's a Midwest city. All right, Brad in Magnolia. What's up, Brad?
Hey, how you doing, guys? First time, long time.
Oh, I appreciate it, Brad. What's up?
So according to Ross Tucker, I'm a moron because I want another edge rusher.
Well, I think he was having fun with Kyle and I, but yeah, if you want to take it that way, go after him, Brad.
No. I'm being facetious.
I know.
So as a D-line coach for 22 years, I would like another edge rusher. So I think if a quarterback can't throw and has no time to throw, it shores up our back, which we don't need another safety then, and we don't need another corner.
Well, I think it's a big point. And you know what? To me, it's almost like in baseball with pitchers, you can never have enough. Like, you know, the Dodgers just won the World Series because they had so much extra starting pitching that those guys became relief pitchers. Like, you just need them. And, Brett, I view defensive linemen and edge rushers like that. You never have enough. You could rotate them in. And let's be real. Nolan Smith, who's probably our best guy, has had injury issues. Jalen Phillips, who they just traded for, Brad, has had two straight years of injury issues. So we hope these guys stay healthy because they're going to be our best guys. But another depth piece is not going to hurt the situation.
I mean, our best edge rusher right now is BG. Seriously.
Well, he was last year at this point, and he might be again. Brad, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? What's the city?
So I'm guessing Dayton, Ohio.
To me, Dayton, Ohio
is not a bad guess.
Because it is a Midwest city.
Brad, good phone call. I played in Wilberforce.
It's actually a bad guess because the actual answer isn't in the Midwest.
Your heads out of the Midwest.
All right, do we have breaking news on a big NFL trade?
Yeah, we do. The Colts just traded for Sauce Gardner from the Jets.
You called that. You said they were going to make a big move. Somebody was going to make a big move.
That might be the best player traded today.
Probably the biggest move so far.
Yeah, of course.
Sauce's been having a kind of a rough year. A little bit rough.
He hasn't been as good as he was 2 years ago. But he is, I would still think, considered one of the better corners in the league.
Tough to tell when you're with the Jets.
Right.
Ever since he got a girlfriend and got tatted up, he kind of...
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Oh.
He dates, what's her name? Ice Spice. Hey, girlfriend.
Do you think
he got tatted up?
Now you can speak on this. What is it going to be like for him to get out of the situation that is the Jets into a real football team? I mean, I'm not being facetious.
No, I'm trying. I'm thinking.
You got out of New York and thrived. He's going to a contender.
Yeah, it's different. Not like I've been in Indianapolis. It's not. It's all right. It's not Philadelphia.
Well, I mean the team, not the
city.
No,
I'm just saying, but it's all right. It's not Philadelphia. Yeah. But it's a transition.
Well, it feels like the Colts are going for it. I mean, they're going to win their division. They're going to be in the playoffs.
I remember when the Colts used to be in the East. I remember when they used to be in the AFC East.
I do, too.
Yeah,
they're in the South
day.
Now.
Yeah. So he went from one Midwest city to another.
Yeah. Well, there you go, I guess.
Kyle's trying to throw hints.
Yeah. It's a huge move for them, right?
It is. And it just like, Aaron, what is he doing?
Well.
Like, I guess he's like, hey, we're purging. The roster.
Yeah, I mean, they could go 1-7 with Sauce Gardner, they go 1-7 without Sauce Gardner.
You know, I would have liked to see Aaron there a few years ago when that defense was good, when Quinnen Williams and his brother, when they were really, really good, and they had a nice defense. I would love to see him coach that team.
Perhaps the good defense was because they had Robert Saleh.
Two first-round picks?
Wow. I mean, the Colts are clearly going for it. That's a huge haul for the Jets. I'd trade them for two first-round picks, too.
Yeah.
All right, I mean, look, the Colts, if they're going to get through playoff games, they have to go up against Josh Allen. They have to go up against Patrick Mahomes. I mean, they have to go up against Lamar Jackson, right? Like, you got to do that to win playoff games in the AFC. So they're going for it, clearly. And you'd have to think it means they're going to re-sign Daniel Jones, right? If they just traded away their next two first-round picks, they don't have a first-round pick to use on a quarterback. So that's the big one. Daniel Jones and the Colts land Sauce Gardner.
Sauce.
So the Jets continue to purge their football team. All right, let's grab William in Newark. What's up, William?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, William?
William, what's up?
Oh, not much. Hey, it's been a while since I talked to you guys. So I got a complaint, a compliment, and a sort of I told you so with Kyle. But I don't know if you remember this, Kyle, or not, but back in September I called you and I said the Mets are going to sign Schwarber for $250 million. And you were like laughing me off.
Where's the I told you so?
But wait, now wait.
Did Schwarber sign with the Mets and I missed it?
He didn't. He's not allowed to sign anywhere yet.
Gotcha.
No. But they are hot for Schwarber. And they got it's a perfect role for him. Nobody assumes the DH role there currently.
Well, where is the I told you so?
You get into it. Let him cook.
Well, none of this has happened.
The rumor mill is on William's side. That's all he's saying.
No, it's not.
He's got the rumor mill.
Well, I knew. I know it hasn't happened yet. Okay. But if that guy drove up Juan Soto $200 million, and he knows it'll kill us if we lose Schwarber, he's going to drive up the price on him.
I agree on that, William. I agree with. That okay. Steve Cohen and the Mets will, even if they don't land Schwarber, they will make it harder on the Phillies. I agree.
Yeah, exactly. All right, my complaint was, man, I was on hold last week, and I had Chuck Norris ready to get him. And you, like, gave it to that dude. I was so mad at him.
I'm sorry, William.
All right, and my compliment is, you guys are definitely my favorite show. You guys, and I like Rob Ellis, too, but you guys, like, other shows, like, talk over each other all the time. Like, you guys are nice and smooth. You never talk over each other. You never, like it's always smooth running. So.
Well, we appreciate it. William, we appreciate listening. You're part of the show, too. All right, William, what is your guess? That we need to get your guess here.
Man, I have no idea. Denver.
Denver, you know what? It's so crazy that it's actually close. Denver, we appreciate the phone. Now, it's not close geographically, but it's like something crazy like that is more towards what we're talking about today. Good phone call, William.
A good phone call.
You good over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. All right, so the prize that we have not given away yet will stand. We'll continue that. But as Kyle looks up some other trade stuff, just one quick thing. I want to tell everyone, we do also have another prize to give away. In just a couple minutes, your chance to win the Hess truck, which is back, Hugh Douglas. It's back, nice truck, the 2025 too. Stock car racers loaded with action-packed features, including 67 animated lights, 5 realistic sounds, and a pullback motor. So you can get it at HessToyTruck.com. It's $49.99 with free standard shipping and batteries. You could buy it there. But coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you how. Today, we're going to pair it with Kiss the Baby. I'll explain in just a couple minutes. What did you have, Kyle?
Seattle has made a trade
for
Rashid Shaheed.
So they land another wide receiver to add to their already good offense.
Yep.
Yeah. They have guys you never heard of. The Horton guy, they drafted in the fifth round. He's catching 2 touchdowns on Sunday Night Football. Again, I know every time I say, you're like, oh, Sam Darnold stinks, Seahawks stink. They're good. I don't want to tell you. They're good, and I think we're going to see them in the playoffs.
They're going for it.
Of course, and they should. They have a real shot to be in the postseason and make some noise there. All right, 215-592-9494. That gets you on board for the conversation about the trade deadline here, what you want the Eagles to add if they add one more thing. We also have to do with Kiss the Baby. It is a Tuesday where we eliminate another team from postseason contention every week with the goal of a perfect playoff field. So here's what we do. This week, the person who jumps on as part of the contestants team, you will win the Hess Toy Truck. So just for playing Kiss the Baby today, you're going to win the Hess Toy Truck.
Look at you being nice.
We're trying. Caller number 4 to 215-988-1258. Caller number 4 to the contest line, 215-988-1258. You win the Hess Toy Truck and you participate with the callers and audience team in Kiss the Baby. We try to eliminate another NFL team from the postseason field every week. Kiss the Baby next. Your phone calls as well. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is putting in control right from NBA tip-off. Because every day to start the season, you get to choose your reward. Take your shot with a profit boost, play it cool with a no-sweat bet, or get a little backup with a bet back token. And tonight, look, in the NBA, I'm the Sixers. Big game against the also upstart Chicago Bulls. I didn't expect them to be decent, but they have been so far this season. And Jerry McCain looks like he's going to make his season debut. So if the Sixers go down early, might want to take them to come back and win that basketball game. So make your pick, get in the game, and play it your way. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make your choice. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.